The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I truly welcome you today to a true prophetic message out of your Holy Bible, the Word of Almighty God. And I call your attention to this profound truth, that this is a free voice and this is a ministry of restoration with God's true prophetic message, restoring the guideposts, the beacons, the landmarks as revealed in your Holy Bible, which blind and deceitful preachers and teachers have destroyed. Well, I want you to notice this very carefully. I don't preach from religious books nor from perverted Bibles, but from the true Bible, which is the King James Version, which is the true Word of God. And if you follow this message carefully, you'll know it straight out of your Holy Bible, and you'll know that it's true. And I hope you won't get mad with me, and it may make you feel uncomfortable and disturb you because I'm telling you the truth. But I want you to remember the words of Jesus Christ in his great proclamation of John 8:32. He said, "You'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And that is from sin and its deadly consequences. And I pray the Lord will truly give you ears to hear and a heart to understand. Well, I continue on the message today entitled, "The Bride of Jesus Christ." The Bride of Jesus Christ. And I begin in a beautiful scripture in the Bible, and it's written by one of the great apostles of Jesus Christ, found in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, beginning in verse 25. Jesus here is typified here by a man and his wife that lives together in submission to his will, and the wife in submission to her husband. And he says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." And he says, because we are members of his body, as he says in verse 30, we're members of his body and of his flesh and his bones. "And for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh." But here, using this symbolism, this allegory of a man and his wife that live together in the great, wonderful directions that the Holy Ghost gives us in the Word of God to love each other, he said, "This is a great mystery, and I'm speaking concerning Christ and his church." See? And he uses a man and his wife that lives together after that great vow that we take in the holy ordinance of matrimony to love each other as Christ loved his church, that this is typical of Jesus and his church when he returns for a church without spot or blemish. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bride of Christ is not the church, but it is a holy remnant that will come from the church of Jesus Christ. Well, perhaps the most intriguing and most exciting subject of the Bible to professing Christians today is about the bride of Jesus Christ. It is also by far the most in-depth study in God's Word. Angels, prophets, holy men of God throughout all the ages have pondered this Bible, the Bible presentation of the glory of the kingdom of God and the aspects of the position of God's saints blessed by its holy grandeur. Well, where does the bride of Christ serve in the kingdom age? That is the millennium reign of Christ in 1,000 years. And who are they that are in the select group called the bride that will reign at his side as his wife for 1,000 years? Well, it is a great mystery. And as Paul said here, the apostle of Jesus Christ, in Ephesians 5:32, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. See that there is a bride in the church like there was a bride in the days of Adam, the first son of God, when God made him a bride named Eve. He took a rib out of his body and made him a bride. So Jesus Christ is going to take a rib out of the church, which is his body, and he's going to make him a bride that will be without spot or blameless and without any blemish or any wrinkle. Well, 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you are the body of Christ. See, true disciples of the Lord are, they compose the body of Jesus Christ in this world, and we're members one of another. Well, that's not grotesque, because there's a lot of hands and feet and eyes and ears and all these component parts that make a human body, because disciples of Christ make up the body of Christ, which is his church. And ladies and gentlemen, that church, being the body of Christ, is going to be in this great end time fulfillment of prophecy in a place that the church is going to be made without spot or wrinkle or blemish in the coming rising tribulation period, before it's going to be purged and made lily white before Jesus Christ will return for his bride, that he'll take out of the church, that holy rib, that he sanctifies it and purifies it and makes it white and clean in every detail. Yes, holy. And then he will present it to himself, that part, as his wife or as his bride. And you know what the scripture says about a person that has any hope of that? 1 John 3:3, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as Jesus is pure. An individual in the bride of Christ will have to be as pure as he is. Jesus gave us an analogy of the bride in Matthew, the 22nd chapter. He spake by a parable and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king that made a marriage for his son, and that's God the Father, who made a marriage for Jesus Christ. And he sent his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they wouldn't come. He sent forth others to say, come, my dinner's ready. But they would not come. They made light of it. And some went to their, he says here, their ways to his farm, another to his merchandise, and they entreated God's servants that he sent spitefully. All right, then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they that were bidden were not worthy. Now go out in the highways, and as many as you find, bid to the marriage. This is talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb, when Christ is presented to his bride, or vice versa, the bride is presented to Christ. Well, the servants, from Matthew 22, now verse 10, they went out in the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. See, this marriage supper of the Lamb is going to be very, well, we find something symbolic is a great wedding here that's right on this earth. There's not only just the bride and the bridegroom, but there's guests, as it says here. At this great wedding of Christ, there's going to be thousands and thousands of people that are not in the bride. They're just going to be guests. And he saw a man not having a wedding garment. He said, friend, how'd you get in here not having a wedding garment? He was speechless. And the king, that's God the Father, said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and cast him out where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And in this great warning, prophetically, ladies and gentlemen, that's to you and me in this end time church age. For many are called, but few are chosen. That is to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And every man that hath this hope, if you have that hope of being in the bride of Christ, you're going to have to live as pure as Jesus Christ is pure, or you'll never make it. We've got to prepare. I mean with feverish preparation to be in that great, wonderful, particular set-aside group that God will call and prepare without spot or blemish to be the wife of his son. Yes, we must purify ourselves as he is pure. Well, wrong teaching has produced wrong spiritual and mental concepts about the rapture and about the bride of Christ. And wrong concepts and perverted views and beliefs concerning the bride of Christ come from preachers and teachers who, in all truth, they caught their revelation and their persuasion on this subject from a theology book. They didn't get it from the Holy Bible, nor by revelation of the Holy Ghost, the mess you hear taught today. Commentaries, paraphrased Bibles, and doctrinal books by modernists and blind scholars of yesteryears, ladies and gentlemen, they have perverted the Bible teaching and concept of the bride of Christ to millions, even thousands, of full gospel believers and disciples of our Lord. Seminaries and Bible schools have used perverted teaching of men for so long, men for the most part who were not even born again and almost never spirit-filled, until the teaching about the rapture and the bride of Christ today is mostly legendary, not biblical. Most preachers today, I want you to notice this, they treat the most influential theologians of past decades, old modern scholars who wrote commentaries and expositories on the doctrines of the Bible, with more respect than they respect the Bible prophets and the apostles and their writings on this subject of the bride of Christ. And today, a man of God, whom God anoints with a modern-day prophetic message to direct misguided saints and preachers back to the old landmarks of the Bible, is treated generally with contempt and ridicule, and I'm one of them. Well, Jesus said to his disciples in his day, "It's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to others it is not given. And blessed are your eyes, they see, your ears that they hear." Matthew 13:11-14. God's given, he has to give a Christian spiritual enlightenment to understand this mystery, for the bride will rule with Christ in the kingdom of heaven for 1,000 years at the end of this troubled age. Well, how's the mystery of God revealed? The Holy Ghost has to open our understanding in many places, in many different places of the prophetic scriptures, and bring these together in a divine order. As he said, one of the prophets told us how to study the Bible back in Isaiah, the 28th chapter, said, "Whom shall God teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand doctrine?" Then he said, "Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little." And that's Isaiah 28:9-10. And that's find a scripture here, a scripture there, all through the Word of God. And this great mystery of the teaching of the bride of Jesus Christ can be, it can become unmystified when we get the scriptures put together, and there's a spiritual revelation that doesn't come all that easily. A price has to be paid by someone that's called and chosen by the Lord, that lives holy, separated from the world, and pays the time and price and energy and study and prayer and fasting and meditation to overcome all contempt and opposition. And I say, as our beloved brother Apostle Peter in the Bible, he said, our beloved brother Paul, he has written according to the wisdom given unto him in his epistles things that are hard to be understood, and many rest to their own destruction. 2 Peter 3:15. And may God give you ears to hear. Father, grant us grace, Lord, to understand these mysteries of the kingdom of God, especially the bride of Jesus Christ, and may we be turned to the truth with full understanding. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. You've heard another Word of Prophecy broadcast message today, and I pray the Lord has truly given you ears to hear and a heart to understand. We have the book I've written entitled The Bride of Christ, and it has these mysteries unveiled about the bride, the bridegroom, the guest, the bridesmaids, yes indeed, and all these that are attendants in this great wedding and marriage supper of the Lamb right here on this earth. I pray that you'll write me for that book with a complete expose of the fallacies that are in today's church and revealing to you the truth out of the Holy Scriptures. I hope you'll write me just for an offering of $5. We'll mail you the book. Write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. May God grip your heart in this message until the next broadcast.